Hello, my name's David McPherson, and this is an extract from my story, Brass River Sunrise. I removed the windows in the crane's cab the third day I was here. The seals were rotten, and to wash the glass every day is a chore I'm glad to be rid of. Plus, old dogs die in hot cars, and this close to the equator, Mercury is forever middle-aged. Ahead, our supply ship follows a slick path from the sun. Its low drone adds another layer to the rig's soundscape. It is by the sound that you come to know your rig. It assaults you when you first arrive, broadside steel and musket. Already your ears have retreated from 2 hours under deafening rotor blades. The door slams back. Your feet thud on the pad and then clank on grated steel. Shouts and heavy bags are thrown. The rig is live around you, not pausing or turning its head. You're pressed into induction, the fire alarm, the evacuation siren, the pirate drill, the lunch bell. The accents too. Before, it was Doric, Geordie, Glaswegian, Norwegian. Here is Nigerian, Dutch, Texan, and home. Hunting the Black Kraken has always been an international venture. It's a mess, a tangle. In those first few hours, you cannot separate the sounds. Noise is what you have. Inside or out, it doesn't matter, both are bathed in lakes of noise. When you open a door between cabin and deck, the sounds rush together, and for a moment you are lost in the currents, drowning, suffocating, unsure which threads of the shroud belong in which parlour. The shouts of the drill deck clash with the shouts of the rec room, the grinding of workshop saws lock teeth with the spinning gears on pipe belts, and the deep rumble of industrial washing machines compete with machines of dirt and oil. The young lean too heavily on their eyes and so see too little. That's what my dad used to say. Looking at a picture of an orchestra will not tell you how it sounds or how it works or how to play a single instrument. But listen to a drum, a flute, the sweeping arcs of the strings, and you'll be able to pick them from the picture. Lift them with your hands and know, in theory at least, how to make them sing. As with the music of the orchestra, so with the music of industry. The first night on the rig is spent with that music. Surrounded by it, enveloped, lying on a hard bunk in the midst of the machine, separating men's footsteps from the beats of the rig's pig-iron heart.